we must all stop and ask, is this me? I believe the right way to answer this question is with another question. The question is, what kind of faith do you have? I see in the Bible, in the New Testament, that there are at least three different kinds of faith. The first is the faith of the demons. The second is the faith of false professors. And the third is the faith of a true child of God. And so we need to ask ourselves, which one of these kinds of faith do we have if we make a profession of faith? Do we have the faith of a demon? Wait a minute. Faith of a demon? That's just ridiculous. How can you say faith? Okay. James chapter 2. James chapter 2. I'm not just being dramatic. I'm not making things up. James chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one? You do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Now that says demons believe. And that word believe is the word for faith. What do demons believe? Demons believe that there is one true God. In fact, if you read through the Gospels, you'll see that on a couple of occasions when Jesus had encounters with demon-possessed people, they not only demonstrated their knowledge that there was one true God, the Most High God, but they knew who Jesus was too. Mark chapter 5, verses 6 and 7 records one such encounter of this demon-possessed man. It says, and when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and fell down before him, and crying out with a loud voice, he said, what have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me. In Mark chapter 1, verse 24, another group of demons that inhabited someone said to Jesus, what have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Demons know that there's one true God. Demons know that Jesus is the Son of the Most High God and the Holy One of God, and they confess it with their mouths. Not only that, but in both of these cases, Jesus commanded the demons to do something and they obeyed him. They give obedience to the command of Jesus because they know who he is and they know that they really don't have any choice and they better obey him or he's going to destroy them. Could it be that we would be guilty of being church-going Christian people who believe in one God, who know who Jesus is, and though we would not say it, we hate God, we resent Jesus, and we only offer God a kind of obedience because we know that if we don't, God will be angry and will punish us, and so we obey sort of, but not from a heart of love, more out of anger and fear. And you might think that that's far-fetched. Martin Luther, in his testimony about his conversion, he became a priest and a monk. And he was serving God as a priest and a monk. And he was really burdened by his sin. And he would go to his confessor and he would confess his sin again and again and again and again. His confessor looked at him and said, Martin, don't focus so much on confessing all your sins. Just go out and love God. And Martin looked at his confessor and said, love God? I hate him. And I think he was just being honest with the feelings of a lot of church-going Christian people who say, you know what? I'm going to go to church. I'm going to keep my nose clean. I'm going to give 10% of my money to God. I'm going to stay out of trouble. I'm going to do what the Bible says to do, because if I do that, I can keep God from punishing me and maybe get myself into heaven one day. There's no love for God. There's no love for God. Demons believe, and they know the truth, but they don't love God. And they don't obey out of love. They obey out of compulsion and fear of punishment.